up, just a place for people to go if they've been evacuated. And I think normally when you're, you know, when you're at Basalt High School, you can see Basalt Mountain pretty clearly. I can barely make it out. The smoke is that thick. Helicopters and some planes keep circling. They keep dropping either water or fire retardant on the fire. And it's kind of, you know, dark brown, gray, sort of pink smoke building up. And kind of an entire hillside looks like it's just been totally burned away, which it has. We can still see flames if you look closely enough.
And we're learning that started at a gun range yesterday, and that we now have over 300 acres on fire. Any containment?
There's no containment that we know of right now. And that was, I spoke to the public information officer for Eagle County Sheriff's Office about 20 minutes ago, and there's no containment as of right now. That's not to say that there won't be in the coming hours, but that's the latest, unfortunately. And I know it's not what people are hoping to hear, but we will keep people as updated as possible.
So over 500 homes have been evacuated, and all of Basalt is on notice that they may be evacuated, Basalt and Willits, due to this fire. But you're not seeing that all those 500 families are there at the center now?
No. So the kind of evacuation center, which has been set up at Basalt High School, there are some people here. There's, in fact, a lot of people kind of out on the lawn watching the fire. It's a pretty impressive sight, albeit kind of scary.
Sure.
But I think that will change, you know, as more and more people are evacuated and need a place to go. It's unclear yet whether the Red Cross will provide people with hotel vouchers. I think that was something they did a little bit last night, but it's unclear as of right now if they'll continue to do that, because there are a lot more people being evacuated. And I have the newest evacuation, and I think you said it just right, Allison. Pretty much anyone in Basalt or in Willits, you know, needs to be just conscious of the fact that this is an active fire and that they could be evacuated. But the most recent evacuations are East and West Homestead Drive. All the residences north of that, which are on Tucker, Spur, Hillside Drive, Curtis Lane, and Longhorn Lane. If people live in houses there, they need to leave immediately.
Have you been able to talk to anyone who was evacuated and left their house and what that experience was like for them?
Yeah, I talked to a woman this morning. Her name is Kristen Santos. She works at City Market in Aspen. And last night she had just gotten home from work when the police came and basically told her that she needed to leave. She said that she had about 5 to 10 minutes of time, and she used that time to pack up important documents. And she basically took a hose. She turned on the sprinklers and took a hose to her house and her lawn.
Wow.
And then she had to leave. So it was a pretty quick turnaround. I spoke to her this morning, and she was in good spirits, but was still said she's feeling really anxious. She was sort of driving back down to Emma Road, where she could kind of see where her house is and where the fire is. So it seems she's not the first person I've talked to who's sort of been watching from afar, sort of looking at the fire, looking at where their house is, looking at the fire, looking at where their house is. Just kind of anxiously watching to make sure that the winds don't take the fire, in the direction of their property.
Certainly. Wyatt, it's so nice to have you on the scene and calling in. We're going to keep updates with you and with just notices throughout the hours as this fire continues here on Aspen Public Radio. We're going to send you to a public press conference right now. So hopefully we'll have more updates from you in about half an hour. Thank you so much for your time.
Glad to be here.
Again, we're talking about the Lake Christine fire near Basalt. It's still active and 0% contained. Fire operations are continuing throughout the day. Flames and smoke can be seen in the Basalt and Willits area. That smoke is causing bad air quality throughout the valley. Over 500 homes have been evacuated. An evacuation center is open at Basalt High School. Evacuation orders are in place for the following neighborhoods: Hillcrest, Silverado, Original, Pine Ridge, Sagewood, Homestead Trailer Park, The Wilds, The Wild Springs, Ridge Road, Pinion, and Cedar Drive, Homestead, all those north streets there, Soperus, Spur, Tucker, Hillside, Curtis Longhorn, and all addresses north of Midland Avenue. Crews from Carbondale, Snowmass, Aspen, Rifle, and the Upper Colorado River Fire are currently fighting the fire. Drone owners are reminded not to fly near the fires as they can ground aircraft and have endangered the firefighting process during this fire. Electric outages are expected due to power line damage, and phone service interruptions are currently happening throughout the valley. We will give you updates here on Aspen Public Radio. I'm Allison Bechtish. Thanks for listening.